Hello?
Hey, Jose?
Yes.
Hey, Jose, it's John.
Hold on. Babe, si está tu mamá, que fuera y dile que venga.
Yeah, let me see if she already get home. She called me. She said she was going to be here like in 10 minutes, 10, 15
okay.
minutes. So let me see if she's already out there.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, yeah, she's already here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. So we were looking through the internet, and I searched up Jose's and Brother's Construction, and nothing came up.
Okay, that's what he was telling me earlier. So it's gonna. I was talking to him about getting an LLC, actually, but we'll start it off just as Jose and Brothers Construction, and then, you know, if you guys get the LLC and want to add it later, I think that'd be a good benefit to you. There's a lot of sites online where you guys could get the LLC for free. I'll actually send over, like, a link so you could do that.
LLC? Okay.
Yeah, an LLC just means limited liability company, so it helps, like, separate the business liability from your guys' personal liability. Like, that way somebody's not suing him if something happens bad on a job. They're actually, like, sue the company, and then you guys can, like, throw the company away if it ever really came to it, rather than them, like, come after him, you know, and his personal assets. So you want to kind of separate. Yeah. Limited liability company is a good thing to have, especially, like, for taxes, too, and then at some point you're going to want to get, like, a business account and kind of separate the business expenses because you're able to write it all off. I was telling him, like, the way they tax businesses is different than your regular income taxes. Like, the stuff you get from work, they'll tax you before you even get the check. Like, they just take it out of your check right away. They don't take money from your business profits until after you've spent, like, what you need on, like, business expenses and everything. And then they only tax, like, what your like, earned income is after all the business expenses. So you kind of want to, like, write everything off as much as you can. That way you get taxed the bare minimum. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
I'll send them over a link. I was telling them, like, I'll kind of walk you guys through it if it's your first business, just so you have a good idea on getting everything moving in the right direction and not making any, like, dramatic mistakes.
Okay.
Okay, so I have the business name. Google's going to send a PIN verification letter to you guys in the mail. It's a little postcard. It'll have the official new business name on it, so it'll say Jose and Brothers Construction. And then there's a little number I'm going to need on the back of the postcard when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 7783 and Burton Avenue.
Okay, I found it. Rohnert Park. 949-228?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. And then you can receive mail there, right, Yvonne?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and save. All right, and I'm going to actually have you added as partner to the account, so you have full access to everything and can make changes, too.
Okay.
Okay. And then you spell your first name, E-V-O-N?
It's I-V-O-N-N-E.
I-V-O-N-N-E. Okay, and then what's your last name?
It's Rosas, R-O-S-A-S.
Okay, and that's the same for Jose, right? Jose Rosas?
No, he's Sanchez.
Sanchez, okay. Sanchez. Okay. And then for the business line, I'll have this phone number as the business line for, like, the customers to contact you guys. But is there, like, a secondary line of contact in case I need to get a hold of you?
The 2007 is Jose's number, and my number would be 707.
Okay.
326-2008.
2008. Okay. Go ahead and submit. Okay. So Jose's line will be the primary business line, and then okay, and then I could set it up to, like, forward to you, like, if he's not answering, but there's also a tracking system that you guys are going to have that'll, like, keep track of all your leads, so that way you're not, like, missing them. You could always call them back later.
Okay. Yes, okay. And he said something about Angie Leith.
Okay, your company.
So Angie Leith works pretty much for you guys?
No, I was telling him Angie's Leads does Google advertising. So they work with a Google partner like us. They basically do what we're about to do for you right now. But they take the leads and they sell them individually. So they'll like get a lead and then they'll sell the lead for like $50, but they'll sell it to like four or five of you guys at a time. That's what I was telling him. It's better to just list yourself independently because people can call you guys directly. So you're actually talking to the homeowner about the project or the business owner about the project instead of like getting texted a lead, because then they charge you right away for the lead. They'll charge you the $50, but if you call the number or he calls the number and it doesn't ever answer, then why are you getting charged $50? You know what I mean? So I was telling him it's a lot better just to have yourself listed independently here. It's just $249. There's no other charges or surprises, and you don't have to deal with your leads going to four or five other people or trying to track them down and beat the price and things like that. That's a lot less of a headache.
Okay.
They're just middlemanning the situation, basically, and then charging you lead fees for each one so they could sell it to multiple people. So I was telling him, after a little while, you guys will probably just cancel that if you haven't considered it already.
For the Angie Leith, we have it on hold right now, and
I was telling him it's good. It might be good to use that though until like after the new year, because the Google PIN, it takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. So if we send it out today, you probably won't receive it until like the 27th or 28th of next week, and we can't actually list you until we have that PIN. So between now and then, we'll do all the legwork on it, but. You know, basically you can leave Angie's list there and kind of supplement a few leads until the new year comes around. And then by the time the new year rolls around, we'll already have everything up and running and you guys will be getting traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. And then business email. Okay, what's the primary business email where I could send everything in writing? I'll also send the receipt to you too.
It would be my email would be Yvonne, my first name, dot Rosas, my last name.
Okay.
86 at iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Okay. Update. Okay, and then let me see that site. Free LLC California. There we go. Let me find that link for you. I'll send that to you right now. Limited Liability Companies, California Secretary of State. Yep. Okay. LLC PDF form. Okay, if you do it through the state site, they charge a fee. But I'm trying to find the free one. I think it's through LegalZoom where you get the free one. Okay, I'm going to send that over to your email as well. And then the login credentials, are you going to be monitoring the tracking system? It like comes in the form of an app that you can just download on your phone.
Yes,
I
would probably be the one.
Okay, I'll send that to you too. I was telling him, moving forward, I'll have bilingual reps helping too. So it'll just be me, and then everybody else after this will speak Spanish as well.
Okay, cool.
So that way nothing gets lost in translation for him.
Yeah.
My Spanish is okay, but it's pretty bad. I'm only comfortable talking to my wife in Spanish usually. All right. I'm just double checking everything. Oh, do you want me to hide your address, Yvonne?
What was that?
Do you want me to hide the address for the business?
The home address?
Yeah, so that way people like can't see.
Yeah,
like
please.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because it's a residence, so I'll just.
No está. Don't.
And then for the and in the business name, so it's just Jose and then the asterisk sign is what I put there. And then Jose and Brothers Construction. I just left it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it looks more professional that way.
Yes. Okay,
and then we're going to have to get a domain for you guys. I'm going to see if they have joseandbrothers.com available. All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business?
He had them from like 8 a.m. till like 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
with Angie, Monday through Monday, like the 7 days a week.
Okay. Okay. And then how do the customers pay? So you guys accept cash, check, and card?
It was just cash or check.
Okay, cash or check, no card. And then, can Jose hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Jose, do you do split payments on your larger projects?
The split payments, what I do is I charge like half cash before I start to work, and then charge before I end the work.
Okay. I got you. So half up front for supplies and everything, and then half when the job's finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes people, they want us to work, and then at the end, they don't want to pay.
Yeah, you want to sign the contract first and take half up front. That's the smart way to do it. Sometimes my guys do it in thirds, though. They do, like, first, middle, and last. But I like the half up front, because that way if they change their mind in the middle of the project or anything, it's not like you're losing money or if it's coming out of your pocket, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of times what they do is they, like, charge for the supplies up front, and then they'll collect the money for, like, the labor and the actual work at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I got your business profile created. I want to schedule a client interview with a bilingual representative at a time where maybe both of you are available. I know that's kind of hard to do, but you're off for the rest of today, right, Yvonne?
You're going to be off for the rest of the day?
What was that? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I wanted to schedule a client interview where maybe I could have both of you there with a bilingual representative. And this is where, like, they go over, like, each individual service that he offers. So that way we're listing him properly, and that the calls that come through, they have to, like, type in that phrase before they could get your number, and it makes sure they're kind of pre-screened or qualified in a way. And then they also want to go over, like, the service area that he's working in, so that way we're not sending him anywhere he doesn't want to go. And then they'll also go over, like, the website and how, so that way we can get started on the site. So it's usually like a 30 to 45 minute conversation, but they ask for like an hour window to do it. I know,
yeah.
Like, are you off for the rest of the day?
I'm actually going to run to a couple of appointments I have today.
Okay.
But what time do you think would work?
I mean, if I rush everything, I can have them circle back with you, like, within 30 minutes, like, at the top of the hour, like, 1 to 2.
Yeah, that would work perfect.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll push everything through right now. So let me just submit your Google PIN verification. And then do this. Okay. Finalize name. I'm going to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup on your guys' listing for you. It's no extra charge, but I just want to make sure that everything matches up with the new business name. So anything that was under the old business name, we'll actually go in there and we'll delete it or update it with the new business name.
Okay.
Okay. Clean up all the online listings. That way nobody's getting confused. No discrepancies. Okay. Then I'm going to send you the invitation for this. Boom. Okay. And then we'll go bilingual. Okay. Save. All right. And then actually I need to put SPA on it so they know. Okay. Save. All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment, Yvonne, of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name or Jose's name?
My name.
Okay. Let me go Yvonne. Rosas. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification number to?
Not beautiful. Sorry. What was that?
I was saying, is the billing address for the card the same as the address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, it's going to be a MasterCard.
Okay, let me switch this over. All right, and then if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yes. Okay. All right, the numbers are... Sorry, and the name's going to be under Jose. We're using
Oh, okay. Okay. No, no problem. Let me switch it. It will decline it. So let
Same
me go
address home. And everything.
Sanchez. Okay, and then keep the address. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it is 5178. 5178-0576.
Okay.
7881.
Okay.
7425.
7425. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
0525.
0525. Okay, and then there's a little 3-digit code on the back.
632.
632. Okay. And then I'm going to send you your form for Google verification as well, and then I'm also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing, so hang on the line with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I'm including the custom website design for them at no additional cost, so can you just adjust it to just $249, and then I gave them a platinum with the website included. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fine. I approved it. Yes. Okay. Jesus. All right. Submit. Oh, also. Okay. They said the payment cleared. I'm just waiting for the text messages to come through. So it should say, like, Jose, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Oh, it looks like you guys accepted the client interview invitation already.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. These ones through. They're going to send you a separate email from a secretary, Kim. It'll be from Kimberly. And that one's going to have the link for LegalZoom for you guys to get the free LLC. It's usually like $70, but I just want to make sure you guys have it. Okay. Pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay.
I think these are actually coming to your phone, Yvonne.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, so there's a link in there. That's an outline of the agreement in writing, the one that says my.localsplash.com/terms, and it'll have Jose's number in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's everything in writing, all the products and features in that platinum bundle, because I gave you guys half-price pricing structure. So it'll have it all outlined, like everything we did, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you guys to sign off on it. Most of the paperwork will be under Jose's name, but you can authorize it too. And then there should be another text coming through, which I don't see it's been received yet. Oh, there it is. Did you get that one where it says Local Splash Jose to get your Google Business Profile verified?
I think I just got that one. Let me sign the other one.
Okay, no worries. Take your time. And then there's hard copies of all this. It's going to be sent to your email, too. Like, we document everything we do for you guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That way, if you ever leave us, you still get this stuff. You know? You want to make sure you still have all your views, still have your website and everything.
So for this Google verification, it's going to be Jose's name, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then fill it out as much as you can. Like, I know he said he was, like, working on or plans on getting the license. So if you're missing some of that stuff right now, no big deal. At the bottom, there's a box that I need you to check, though, if you are missing anything, where it says, like, oh, Google might have trouble verifying you. So if this is the case, we're going to three-way call you guys. So we just need, like, permission to be able to call and verify the listing over the phone with our representative at the Google headquarters. So it's just like a little box you check, like, yeah, it's okay to call us, basically.
Oh, so a picture of the work vehicle?
Yeah, it could be a regular vehicle. And you could cover the license plate number, too, Yvonne, like if you guys aren't comfortable with that. But they're really just looking for, like, the make and model of the car and then that it's a California vehicle. I've had people, like, send in, like, pictures of their personal car. It doesn't have to be, like, a professional work truck or anything like that. And then you don't have to do all of this right now. That's more like, yeah, you guys can send that in when you've gathered it. Most people don't have all this paperwork together when I first sign them up. They have to go pull it together, and then they send it to us after, like, a day or two. I have your client interview scheduled for 1, and I actually have to notate the crap out of this account in order for them to do your client interview. So I'm going to jump off the line. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you guys have my direct number. I was telling Jose, too. I'll actually resend it to both of you right now. But feel free to call in. Like I said, I'll basically be walking you through everything, and then my representative that's going to call you in about 15, 20 minutes is going to be a bilingual rep. So we'll make sure nothing gets lost in translation, okay?
Okay.
All right, Yvonne. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. Jose, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. If you need anything, don't hesitate to call. Don't play that shy, I don't speak good English crap, okay? Just call.
No worries. I will call you anything. I will let you know.
Okay. So, I want to make sure everything works and get you moving in the right direction. Like I was telling you earlier, you know, if you guys aren't making money over there, we're not going to make money. So it's important for me, too, you know, because it's a month-to-month service, right? So.
Yeah. Like I say, I mean, we're going to try it for like a month if this thing work, I mean, which is going to switch with you guys and just keep,
yeah, you will.
Just keep you guys.
You will. Like I said, just give it a couple weeks though. Like wait till after the new year before you start evaluating it for return on investment. Right now we got to do all the legwork. So we got to like PIN verify you, build your website, do your Google verification. Once we get through that part and we actually get it up and running, then you'll start seeing the customers start staggering in.
Okay, so what about our skills? So are we gonna fill that up with on the paper, or do we need to do anything before, like everything what we know how to, like, to install Windows and all that stuff, like all that information?
So I'm about to notate your account, and then that's what this client interview is for. So we're gonna call you back in like 15, 20 minutes. It's gonna be my bilingual representative. That's the one that speaks Spanish too. And they're going to walk you through it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I want to have Yvonne there, too. So I'm basically just going to put the notes in, submit your paperwork, and then they're going to call you guys right back and do the client interview with you.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we'll talk to you here in a little bit.
Okay.
All right, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem.